Hello again. God bless you. It is the prophetic word of the day for Sunday, the first day in October. Is it hard to believe we're already in October? The older you get, the faster it goes, right? I'm excited about this word. I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. I will admit I'm a little extra amped for this one because I believe this is a word so many of you have been waiting to hear, not really knowing why you've been in a struggle, why you seem to be up against so much opposition, why it is that it seems others who are not walking with the Lord are prospering. You know, the scriptures encourage us not to be envious of workers of iniquity, that we should not be anxious by those who are evildoers. And it's because the Lord is a God of righteousness and he always has his eyes on the righteous. He always has your best interest in mind. So just to want to encourage you, this word today, I believe is going to blow your socks off. This came from a dream from the Lord. And in this dream, there was an announcement made. And this was at an event where there is a large gathering of people. And there was an announcement made by the MC, the master of ceremonies. Come on. This would be the voice of the Lord. And the Lord made an announcement in this dream. And he said, everyone who was in the back of the line is now coming first to receive their door prizes. Oh, somebody needs to hear the voice of God. I'm going to read to you what I wrote down. People were beginning to line up to receive their prize. These were door prizes. And I've been speaking about how this is the year door. The Hebrew year 5784, prophetically, when we examine the meaning of the number 84, it is a door. The four is also represented by the Hebrew letter Dalet, and the Dalet is also represented in the ancient Hebrew pictograph as a door, the door to a tent. And this door is accessed by those who are humble, those who are empty, those who are surrendered, those who are not puffed up with pride, those who have been humbled, those who have been impoverished by the process of the Lord. He empties us so that he can fill us up. He empties us of the cares and the affairs and the entanglements of this life so that we may lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. He empties our earthly storehouse so that he can fill us with the spiritual storehouse and make us useful for his use. And so he wants to make sure that you receive your reward for that which you've been going through. And I'm just going back to my notes. So there were people who were in the back of the line, and the announcer said the prizes were going to be given out in reverse. Ooh, is this ministering to anyone? The Lord Jesus is saying in this season we're in, the year of the door, there are door prizes that are being released to those who've been at the back of the line. And throughout this dream, I continued to hear the words, the last shall be first, or the last will be first. But the last shall be first is what I kept hearing. I knew this was from the Word of God. And so I want to read from a few passages to give you insight on how we access the door prizes. Now, you might wonder, okay, well, why are we doing this? Well, it's because there are some of us who need to just be postured. We need to be well postured to receive that which is given to the diligent, the reward of those who are faithful and diligent. It's unleashed to those who are postured, who are walking with the Lord. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. He was only about his Father's business, his Father's affairs. He came to preach the kingdom of God. He did not come to preach himself. He came to preach the kingdom. The Bible says that Jesus was one who he did not step outside of what the Father was doing. And so that is how he ministered, and that is our example. So it really behooves us to understand what is God calling us to do so that we may access these door prizes that are going to be released to those who have been at the back of the line. So the question becomes, how do I get to the back of the line? See, this is how the Lord works. He turns the world upside down. It's the foolish things of this world he uses to confound the wise. So the things of the kingdom are foolishness to this world, and the world cannot receive it. But the Lord, for those who have been fashioned by the hand of God, they are in position to receive door prizes. These are divine doors, divine portals, divine gateways of blessing, divine altars. It's spoken of Jacob in the book of Genesis, talked about this is the gate of heaven. He said, this is the gate of heaven and I did not know it. This is the house of God and I did not know it. He was unaware of what had been built by his grandfather Abram in that exact location where he was. At the time he was at Bethel, and it was where Abram, the Bible says, had built an altar. He had built an invitation for the Lord to meet him there, and that which he had built became a divine gateway of blessing. What Jacob saw was angels ascending and descending into heaven and back down to earth. He saw the kingdom of God advancing. He saw the kingdom of God in operation. He saw the unseen realm operating in the seen realm. And that is where these gateways are being established, in places where people have sought the Lord and God has divine doors that are being accessed in this year. And so it behooves me as a man of the Lord who's being given these insights to share it so those who are out of position can get into position. And so in Luke 13:30, it says, these are the words of the Lord Jesus. He says, and indeed, meaning this is true. This is unequivocal. You cannot argue with this truth. This is how it is. He says, indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. And so the Lord was speaking in the hearing of some people who thought they were first because they were the religious teachers. They were the religious leaders. And the Lord saying, that's not what it takes to come into the kingdom of God. What it takes is to become last, to become a servant, to become sold out for the kingdom of God, to empty yourself for the Lord. And so number one, the key to receiving the door prizes in this year of the door, the rewards behind the divine door will go to the true worshipers. In John 4, the Lord spoke to a Samaritan woman who thought that she had been worshiping God. And he says, you will neither worship God on this mountain or in Jerusalem. For God is a spirit and he seeks those to worship him in spirit and in truth. He's saying you'll be able to worship God wherever you are because you're going to be in relationship with the Lord. You're going to be one who worships the Lord in spirit, meaning you don't just worship the Lord when it's convenient or when you are being invited to a feast. No, you're going to worship the Lord because your life is going to be long to the Lord. And so the divine door, where the divine door prizes are being released in this hour, will go to the true worshipers. How do we know this? Because in the context of what Jesus was saying here in Luke 13, he was saying that we should enter through the narrow door or the narrow gate. Come on. He was speaking about a door and a gate. And he says, many will try to enter into this narrow gate. What does the narrowness represent? It represents righteousness. It represents being in right standing with God. It represents not being one who ascends to the hill of the Lord because you want to go your own way. You're not offering up strange fire. No, you are one who is a living sacrifice. It is those who have surrendered their lives. I've been prophesying this already, that this is the year of the door of surrender. But the true worshipers are going to access the door of the reward, the door prizes. Glory to God. Jesus said in verse 25 of Luke 13, when once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Then he goes on to say, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. He's saying all the people you thought had been rejected, all the unbelievers, all the people you thought were dirty. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. So the Lord is saying, I need you to know me, and I need to know you. I need you to invite me into your life. I need you to have a door open to me, and then you will enter through the narrow door and receive what's behind that narrow door. And that's where we are in this season. So number one, the rewards behind the divine door in this year of the door are going to go to the true worshipers, those who are a living sacrifice, who invite Jesus into their lives in every place. Amen, somebody. Number two, the rewards, the divine door prizes are going to go to those who have surrendered everything to follow Jesus. Now, we're talking about laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven and not treasures on earth. So what am I speaking about? Well, let's look at Matthew 19. This is another place where Jesus says in verse 30, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. Remember, in the dream of the Lord spoke and announced that those who had been at the back of the line were now being invited to the front to receive their reward, to receive the door prizes. Come on. And so there's a flipping going on in the spirit. God is going to begin to transfer blessing from those who you would think normally would receive it, but their hearts are not after God. And those who have been humbled, those who have been submitted, those who have been in the wilderness, some of those who have been walking through the valley of the shadow of death, he's going to set a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. What does the Bible say? That he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me on the path of righteousness for his namesake. And then it goes on to say that that path goes straight into the valley of the shadow of death. Why? Because God wants to show you who he is in the shadow of death. You learn his rod and his staff in the valley, in the wilderness. You learn the character and the faithfulness of God, the trustworthiness of God, his worthiness, his holiness, his preserving power, his potential to keep you even in the midst of a storm. And so it's those who have been submitted in a storm season. You've been submitted in a wilderness season. You've been wondering, what is this all about? It has been the refining process of God to prepare you to handle the unleashing of blessing behind a divine door in this season. You have entered to the season of the release. Come on. You're entering into a season of release. You're entering into a season where that which you have cried over is going to be that which you dance about. Come on, somebody. God is going to turn the oil of joy, give the oil of joy for those who have had the spirit of heaviness. I'm telling you, this is the season where we're going to see dancing and celebrating over issues that we were weeping and crying about. Glory to God. So the rewards are going to go to those who surrendered everything to follow Jesus. The context of when Jesus says it this time, the first will be last, the last first. He was talking to a rich man who said, how do I enter into the kingdom? What is he talking about? Divine doors. How do I enter into the kingdom of heaven? How do I get through this narrow door, this door that requires me to walk straight? Come on. The Bible says that Paul was on a street named Straight, and that's when he received his awakening, and that's when he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He had to be straightened out for his life. He had been spending it kicking against the pricks. He thought he was serving God, but God did not know him because he was religious. He was not in service to God by any means necessary. And so we need to be on straight street with the Lord. Somebody says, I'm going to walk on straight street. Type it in the chat. I'm going to walk on straight street. Why? Because it's the narrow gate. In the text of this message, the rich man says, how do I enter into the kingdom of heaven? How do I receive what's behind the unseen divine doors? And the Lord said, you need to sell what you have and give to the poor. And the man walked away despondent and sad and depressed because he thought his riches were something that were going to help him gain access to what God had for him. He even thought his riches were an endorsement by the Lord. This is the season we're in. There are going to be people who are going to have riches removed. They think their riches are an endorsement of God, and it's actually been a test. God has been testing them. How are you going to steward this? He's been wanting them to show themselves approved by the Lord, but how they use the resources they have at their disposal. And some are failing the test, and it's going to be a flip. It's going to be a shift. It's going to be a transfer. I'm going to tell you now, it's going to happen in the market. It's going to happen in the global market. We're going to see this release from people who have had so much and they've not been stewarding it well. Somebody needs to say amen. But this rich young man, he thought the riches he had gained were an endorsement of his ability to serve the Lord. But his heart was far from God. And Jesus said, your idol is your money. Give it away and follow me. I am your reward. Somebody say, Jesus is my reward. Type, Jesus is my reward right now. Jesus is your reward. And so he did not understand that the Lord was his reward, which were the words of God to Abraham. I am your exceeding great reward. Come on. And so the disciples were confused because Jesus then began to say, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. What did I say this is the year of? The year of the door of humility. The year of the door of humility, that the Dalit, the number four in the 5784, is also the expression of a person who is poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You access the kingdom through being poor in spirit, meaning you're not heaping up for yourselves blessing. No, you're serving the Lord in joy and gladness. Come on. In his presence is the fullness of joy. You're seeking the secret place and nothing more and nothing less. Come on. And the disciples were confused. Well, how can we be saved if a rich man can't enter the kingdom? See, this is the issue even in the American church. We have equivocated wealth with blessing from God. And that's not always the case. Yes, it can be the case. Absolutely. Oftentimes it is the case. But we are going to be taught by God that it's not always the case. They were so disturbed in their spirit. They were like, well, how in the world can you enter into the kingdom of God if the folks who are rich, the folks who are quote unquote blessed, don't enter? And he says, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. What is he saying? I can turn the hearts of men. I can turn even the wealthy heart back to me. I can make them empty. And there are rewards that God's going to give those who have emptied and surrendered everything to Jesus. He says in Matthew 19:29, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first. What is Jesus saying? In this life, there's going to be a release to those who have left what? Brothers, sisters, houses, mother, wife, children, lands for his name's sake. And they're going to receive a 100-fold return. This is what's being released. I'm telling you, this is going to be a year of divine release, because the divine door prizes are going to be released to God's people who have surrendered. So two keys I've released this morning. The rewards behind the divine door will go to the true worshipers. The rewards will go to those who have surrendered everything to follow Jesus. And number three, the rewards will go to even the very last to join the work of the kingdom of God. See, this is literal in some ways too. They will receive their wages first. So it's not about how long you've been in the faith. There are going to be people that come into the Lord through a revival, and they're going to be instantly brought into an amazing measure of blessing in the spirit and in the natural. There are going to be strategies released. There are going to be visionaries that come forth. There are going to be prophetic worshipers, prophetic artists, prophetic graphic designers, prophetic financiers, prophetic people all in the government that are going to begin to invade, because that's what God is really doing. He is providing kingdom finance. He's providing kingdom resources for the revival, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Yes, he wants to bless his children and lavish his love on us. But in addition to that, he's a God of multiplication. He's a God of expansion. He's a God who says, as long as I live, the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. He says that the earth shall be covered with the glory of the Lord like the water covers the sea. His desire is for him to be received everywhere. God has not been received everywhere. He's not been received in the hearts of every man and woman. And his desire is for none to perish. And so he is unleashing rewards in the natural realm from the spirit so that there can be kingdom business advancing in ways we have never known. There's going to be incredible creativity, incredible breakthroughs, incredible surrender to the work of heaven, and it's going to have such a texture to it. It's going to be heavenly. It's going to be uncommon, the way people are going to operate in the spirit and evangelize and do marketplace ministry. It's going to be incredible. The rewards are going to go to those who are the very last to join the work of the kingdom of God, and they will receive their wages first. In Matthew 20, it says in verse 16, Jesus says, so the last will be first and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. In the context of this particular time he's speaking, he's talking about when he's telling the parable of the owner of a vineyard who gave workers wages after they had been working all day long. And there were workers who came in the morning. There were workers who came later in the day, and there were workers who came almost right before the work was finished. And the owner of the vineyard said, listen to this. He said, the owner of the vineyard said in verse 8, he said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. Wow. Beginning with the last to the first. So those who came at the 11th hour were receiving their wages first, and they received just as much as those who were working longer. What is God saying? He's saying this is not to be qualified by those who've been in the church all their lives. We qualify for the divine blessing in this hour by just saying yes to Jesus. When Jesus calls your name, you say yes. I'm telling you, there are going to be people, children are going to be getting divine blessing. We're going to see people who have been walking wayward. They have been outside the will of God, and they're going to be brought into the kingdom, and you're going to see manifest blessing and glory on their lives. Spiritual gifts, the baptism of fire. They're going to be boldly proclaiming the glory of the Lord and the gospel of Jesus. They're going to be good dads and moms. We're going to see transformational blessing to those who come later. Come on, somebody. So we don't need to be looking at ourselves, oh, wow, I'm special. Look, be careful to not be a respecter of persons. There are people, I'm telling you, who have been atheists. They're going to come into the kingdom this year, and God's going to bless. He's going to turn their lives upside down. So the three keys I've given so far, the rewards behind the divine door in this hour, are going to go to the true worshipers. The rewards will go to those who've surrendered everything to follow Jesus. The rewards will go to the very last to join the work of the kingdom of God, and they will receive their wages first. And also the rewards will go to those who give their trust and their heart to God, not riches. Trust and heart to God, not riches. Listen to this. In Mark 10, Jesus says, again, he says, many of first will be last and the last shall be first. Listen to this. Hold on, Holy Ghost. I gotta make sure my, there we go. In Mark chapter 10, this is another accounting of when he spoke to the rich young ruler, but there's one particular difference in this discourse he has with this young man that the Lord brought my attention to. And now my computer is acting like it doesn't want me to see it, but here it is. He says, in verse 24 in Mark 10, the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. So it's those who don't put their trust. How does he know he can trust you with riches when you don't put your trust in the riches? You keep your trust in God. I'm telling you, God is going to be unleashing divine blessing. A lot of it surely is going to be financial, tangible resources. Wisdom is being poured out. Strategies being poured out. Divine deliverance is being poured out. People are going to be coming into the knowledge of why they've been in certain cycles and habits all their lives. God is going to be unleashing freedom from those bondages, because the eyes of our understanding are going to be enlightened through our humility. God is continuing to fashion and refine his bride. So just to remind you, the door prizes are being released in this year of the door, and they will go to people who are at the end of the line. In the dream of the Lord made an announcement and says, those who are in the back of the line come first. Come on. Those who have been at the back of the line come first. The last will be first. So the keys that I have for you this morning, the rewards behind the divine door will go to the true worshipers. The rewards will go to those who surrender everything to Jesus. The rewards will go to the even last to join the work of the kingdom. And the rewards will go to those who put their trust in God and not riches. Glory to God. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm just grateful for the word of the Lord that moves things, the word of the Lord that produces, the word of the Lord that manifests. You says your word will not return to you void. That means where there was a void, the word fills the gap. Where there is nothing and there's no form, you speak, God, and you say, let there be, and something transpires. And so, God, I pray now for this prophetic word to fill the spirit of your people and to transform and bring them into greater blessing and understanding of what it is you're doing in this hour and what it is they've been going through and why what they've been going through has been necessary. Glory to God. You are pulling on us to put our faith and heart in you and not what people can give us on this earth. You said that we should not fear man, but that we should fear the one who can put our soul and body in hell. You want the fear of the Lord in your church. God, your spirit's name is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And you want us to become more acquainted with you as the one we should fear and reverence, the one in whom we should have awe. Glory to God. You are the awesome and wondrous God. Hallelujah. Oh, how great are the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. You are unsearchable. We bless you. We honor you. God, I pray that our worship becomes alive. Our worship takes on a different context. I pray our worship takes on a different dimension. I pray that our worship takes on a different depth in how we live, how we surrender, how we submit to you daily, how we take up our cross daily to follow you, not because we want the reward, because we want you. Come on. Not because we need the reward, because we need you. Not because we want to hold the reward. We want to possess you. You said, Lord, in your writing, that you are ours and we are yours. God, I pray we have such an intimacy with you that is beyond our understanding, beyond our experience. I pray for encounters at the door. Come on. I pray for encounters at the door. You're bringing us to the door, not just to give us the reward of the diligent and the surrendered and the empty and the trustworthy. No, you're bringing us to the door to meet you because you are the door. Somebody needs to begin to bless the Lord. Type Jesus is the door. God, you're bringing us to the divine door named Jesus. You're bringing us to greater encounters. You're bringing us to greater understanding of your character. God, you're bringing us into your presence. God, I pray churches begin to put down their agendas and motives that have nothing to do with the foundation being Jesus, and that they begin to pour out their hearts before the Lord, to sit at your feet and hear what you're saying, to come and behold your face, to worship you, God, to put our affection on you and be devoted to you and adore you with everything that we say, do, and think. I pray in the name of Jesus that this happens in your people and it spreads like wildfire. Oh, we come to the door to bless you. We come to the door to give you praise. We come to the door to worship you. We come to the door to give you our lives. We come to the door afresh, day by day, morning by morning, evening by evening, to just connect with you. We come to the door to receive that which we can't get anywhere else. Oh, we won't go and buy and eat things that don't satisfy anymore. We need you to satisfy the longing soul and give bread to the hungry soul. Oh, we praise you for this, God. We praise you for being the door. We praise you for being the portal. We praise you for being the gate. We praise you for being the narrow way. We praise you for siphoning out of our lives the things that are not giving you praise and not giving you glory. Oh, we thank you for the process. Oh, we didn't even know there was a reward. We just wanted to get right with God. Somebody needs to begin to give praise for the testimony. You just want to get right with God. And God says, I see you, daughter. I see that you've just had a heart after me. You didn't know which way to turn left or right, but you stood on the word. You stood on my name. You stood on what you heard in the spirit. You stayed in prayer. Oh, even when you didn't know what to pray, you just sat there and called on my name. And the word of the word Jesus could be on the forefront of your mind and on your lips. And because you called on my name, I'm answering your prayer.
I'm bringing you into the divine door. I'm bringing you into divine blessing. I'm giving you a table. Oh God, I see a table spread right now with a red tablecloth. The table's being spread, and everything God has for you is being given to you on the blood of Jesus, on the pledge of his blood. Come on the pledge of the redeeming blood of Jesus. He said, those who give their lives to Jesus will have an abundant life. He comes to be your abundant life, and he's setting a table before you, even in the presence of your enemy. He says, come dine and eat, come buy without money, without price. He says, come drink, come experience the sure mercies of David. Oh, I release to you the blessing that was given to Mephibosheth, a disabled boy who had done nothing wrong, but because he was raised by the wrong folk, or raised by folk that didn't know God, he had been put in a position to be dropped and mishandled. Oh, but the Bible says David asked, how could he bless someone who was in Saul's house? God has an eye on those who have been mishandled, and he's looking for a way to bless you. And I release on your life the blessing that was given to Mephibosheth. His name meant accursed. Oh God, he was in Lodabar, a place that was empty and devoid of blessing. But the Bible says David called him into his presence and said, from now on, you're going to eat from my table. I release this over you now in the name of the Lord. Receive this by faith and walk with Jesus Christ. By any means necessary is what I hear for you. By any means necessary. The Bible says it's so hard for a man who trusts in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. With men, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Meaning, I will put you through the process to cause you not to care how much money you make. I'm going to put you through a process so you won't care what it looks like, as long as you get the peace of God, as long as you get a piece of God, you get a piece of who he is, that you receive the portion that is yours named Christ. That's what he's been doing in your life. I'm here to encourage you that you've been right in the middle of the will of the Lord. Oh, you've been in the eye of the needle, the tight place, the narrow way. God's been bringing you through a place that you couldn't naturally squeeze through, but he's bringing you through by the Spirit. He's bringing you through by the power of his name. He's bringing you through by faith. He's increasing your faith. He's increasing your faith. And the Bible, oh, no, this is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says he's doing it for your family. He told Abraham, in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Oh, in you, all of the families will be blessed. He says, I am blessing you and you will be a blessing. And in you, all of the families will be blessed. God has a manifestation of blessing on you and the family in the name of Jesus. And this is the word of the Lord for you today. I pray now, God, that in this year of the door, we will experience the last being first. Oh, I'm calling everyone who's been at the back of the line to the front. Come on. In the spirit, God, I'm calling everyone who's been at the back of the line to the front. Those who have been depressed and deprived, despondent, disappointed, God, discouraged. I pray now in the name of Jesus. They've even been dishonored. And God's saying, now it's time. I'm bringing you to the front of the line. I just need you to trust me and walk through this as I begin to flip the script in your life. I'm turning the world upside down. I'm flipping the story. Oh, I'm reversing everything. I am doing a reverse mortgage in your life. I'm going to begin to pay you for that which you have received. I'm going to begin to pay you back for the trouble that you have received. He's going to give you double for it. In the name of Jesus. The word of God says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last who are first. God, we praise you for your kingdom justice. We praise you for your kingdom justice. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. We worship your name and we give you thanks. I pray today we will enter into your courts with thanksgiving, or enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Oh, we're coming to the gate with thanksgiving. We're coming to the door with thanksgiving, and we're entering into your courts with praise. You're bringing us through divine doors of intimacy to enter into the most holy place and experience a life of the secret place like we've never known. Oh God, you're bringing us to the place of the open heaven. I declare this over your life. God is bringing you into a lifestyle where you're walking under an open heaven every day of your life because you're so submitted and surrendered to the Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, God, for hiding this from the wise and the prudent and reserving it for little babes, for those who have the faith of a child. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I am excited, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I'm just so grateful for what God is doing. We're just so grateful for what God is doing. I have an announcement posted on many of the social platforms where I am live right now about our Faith Fire Prayer and Prophecy Training Course. That is going to be kicking off on Tuesday, October 24th at 6 p.m. at Triad Church in Greensboro. The preference for you, if you live in Greensboro, is to be there in person. So if you live in the Triad, please be in person. We won't require it, but I really want those who can to come to the building. Come to the building. Now, if you live in Kenya, we know we have someone from Kenya that wants to participate. We probably even will have many from Kenya who will participate. In fact, I want you to feel free to register and join us online. You can email us at mail@faithfireworldwide.com in order to register. I will also be posting and already have posted on our social platforms a QR code you can find that you can scan with your phone. Also, you can text the word prophecy to 55498. And you will get a return text that has a link where you can register. Now, today is the last day that pre-registration will be free. Monday, it's going to be $25 per registrant. The Lord put this in my spirit that some folks are going to need to put forth a little money, put a little skin in the game. And so I praise God for that. But I do ask that you would please, if you want to pre-register and get in there for free, please do it now. Do it today. Text prophecy, P-R-O-P-H-E-C-Y, to 55498. Click the link, fill out the form. There's like 6-7 questions. And then you can register. All right. It is free for those who register through midnight tonight. And then on tomorrow morning, it will be $25 per person. Listen, I praise God for you. I thank God for your agreement to hear what the Lord is saying through this ministry. Keep us in prayer and we'll do the same for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. We will be back with the word of the day tomorrow. Oh, one more thing. Tonight at 6 o'clock, I will be online with a Faith Fire Global Watch. In fact, we're calling it the Faith Fire World Watch. This is prophecy regarding artificial intelligence, regarding the war in Ukraine and Russia, regarding weather, regarding the economy. I'm going to touch on these things and what the Lord has been showing me so that the people of God can be equipped and prepared and also begin to pray into some things. And I give some prayer points. So tonight at 6 o'clock, obviously you can catch the replay, but tonight at 6 o'clock, it's a Faith Fire World Watch. I believe the Lord is going to have me release something else in the next few days that is very important to the Triad area for the intercessors to pray. Listen, God bless you, and we'll be back here on tomorrow morning. Take care. Please go to church. Bye.